Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Good morning, Washington, D.C. Hello, everybody, and time to get up and Adam here on a Saturday morning in the nation's capital. I'm Adam Epstein. This is AWOD Radio. We are live and local here on D.C. Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980 in Richmond. You can catch us 9:10 a.m. 105.1 FM, and we're always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. And, you know, at this point in the year, there's so much going on in the sports world. I love how much it's all heating up here. I mean, last week I came on the air and I actually correctly predicted the college football playoffs. I felt like the only person that was going to get it right. I thought the committee was going to get it wrong and put Notre Dame in. I said, look, you have to go to head-to-head. It sounds simple, but week after week we watched them, and Notre Dame was ahead of Miami. Week after week, and they got closer and they got closer, and I kept saying, look, I feel like when all the games are said and done and been played, and if they're next to each other, you are going to have to put Miami in or scrap the games forever. Because if head-to-head doesn't matter, what does? And they did get it right. And BYU lost, which allowed Alabama to stay in my mind, because the Big 12 champion got in. Big 12 loser didn't get in. Difference in the SEC is, well, the SEC loser already beat the champion in the regular season. That's why there was no way, in my mind, you were going to hold Alabama out for a loss to Georgia when you already beat that team. UVA loses a heartbreaker in overtime to Duke. And their incredible season in year four of the Tony Elliott era ends in Charlotte, North Carolina at the ACC championship. And the Duke Blue Devils end up winning the ACC. It was a wild game, one in which UVA played their worst game of the season by far. And they let Duke get a lead, and then they came storming back in the fourth. They score the touchdown to get within one. And kick the extra point. I think they probably should have gone for it because there was under 30 seconds left in regulation. It was basically to go for the win. Instead, they go to overtime. Duke scores on fourth down. UVA misses on the first play there as they just should not have probably called a trick play in that moment there. It gets picked off. That's their season. The bright spot for fans like myself of all things local sports, Home Team Sports, Go VA. That's what I used to have as my screen name growing up. With the Blue Devils win, the Duke Blue Devils, the JMU Dukes, got in to the college football playoffs. They will be in Eugene next week to take on Oregon in the 5-12 matchup there. Tulane gets in as your G5 champion, and this was the scenario that we pointed to on my show, which was there was going to be a guaranteed state from a team from the state of Virginia to get in, because if Virginia won, they were in. If they lost, it would be the JMU Dukes. And here's the part where I'm going to talk about right now is I am going to be so upset when the committee changes the rule next year, because you know they're going to, because the money talks, right? And Texas and Vanderbilt want to be in. The SEC wants to expand so they can get a sixth team in next year and then a seventh team in the year after that. And Notre Dame's complaints, and their AD's been loud as ever with his whining. They're probably going to get something changed. There's been rumors that they're guaranteed a spot next year if they get a top 12 ranking. Well, that doesn't make sense because you need to put a G5 team in. Why would we do this tournament and not have a G5 team in? It's like we need to remind everyone that the reason the committee was started here and expanded to 12 was there was the UCF team that went undefeated and thought they should be national champions, but they weren't allowed in, right? Because we only had the BCS. We only had two teams. Then we had four, right? And it was only the big dogs. Then we allowed it to be 12, and we guaranteed one spot to a G5 team. And now there's all this outrage that Notre Dame didn't get in, or that a three-loss Texas team didn't get in, and so we're going to change the rules and not allow a G5 team in? And there's people are upset because there's two G5 teams in when JMU is 12-1? And every other team with one loss in college football got in. That's why I tell all Notre Dame fans, I'll tell you to your face, two losses you probably don't belong in. Why? Because you pick your schedule, Notre Dame. You don't want to be in a conference. You pick your own schedule. And this is the outcome that you receive. You should have beaten Miami or Texas A&M or scheduled lighter. It's your fault. You know, I grew up in an era where you had to go undefeated to be national champions. Then, all right, now you can lose one game because we've expanded it. But now we've got a two-loss team claiming they're the best two-loss team in the history of football. No, I don't believe you at all, Notre Dame. You should be held out. And I feel like there's been so much outrage about this committee because the face of the committee comes out every week and looks like an idiot. I still can't believe he went on national television and was being drilled about Notre Dame versus Miami, and he did a childish 6-7 joke. Like, that's not even funny. It's embarrassing. And so I'm here to say I think the committee got it right, and yet their process is bananas, and the guy who's the face of it sounds stupid. And so I don't want them to change anything, but I think the way it was displayed on national television, the guy could not really explain himself good enough, and so it's going to be forced to change. I think it might even be next season. It's going to be quick. They're going to move it to 16. They might even say, hey, a G5 team can't get in unless they're a top 20 team in the country, because they're holding out the mid-majors, which is funny because Paul Feinbaum went on TV and said, do you really think America wants to see JMU or Tulane? And I paused for a second, and I said, Paul, have you ever watched the NCAA basketball tournament? America doesn't know what they want until they fall in love with it. Like it's Florida Gulf Coast, Lob City, or the George Mason Patriots, or the VCU Rams, or Butler. Everyone fell in love with Butler and Brad Stevens. Why? Cinderella story is exciting. Now we got two of them in the college football playoffs. I'm not here to say that JMU or Tulane will win. In fact, I'm not even sure that JMU will cover the 21 points. I think Oregon's pissed off coming into this game, and they're at home. And they've got a great coach. But what I'm saying is, this is exciting to me. And this is the opportunity that a 12-team college football playoff allows for some of these smaller conferences and smaller schools. And this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for JMU and for Tulane. Both coaches are gone. And that's how difficult it is. Both programs are going to have to start completely all over next year with new coaches, because half the players are going to go with their coach, right? JMU, half of JMU is going to be on UCLA next year. Half of Tulane is going to be on Florida, competing for the same spot into the college football playoffs. So It's so difficult for those small schools. You have to reward them with giving them a spot. I am going to be so upset if they change the rules. You know, I hate that we can complain, and then things happen. And the complaining works. No. I think this was the way this should have been played out. I went through this 100 times during the season, and we kept saying, if Miami and Notre Dame are next to each other, Miami's going to get in. If Alabama gets the SEC title game, you're not going to penalize a team for getting to your championship game. Unless you're BYU and you lost to Texas Tech in a blowout and then you got blown out by them again. And then it's just unfortunate for BYU. It is. But the Big 12, in my mind, isn't one of the best conferences. It's by far the SEC and then the Big 10. And the ACC and the Big 12 are basically turning into G5s now, where they're a one-bid league. And this year, the ACC was a zero-bid conference when you consider that their champion didn't get in. They had to backdoor their way in with Miami getting into the college football playoffs. But I think the matchups are great. I can't wait for it next week, and I think it's going to be awesome as soon as it gets started. We're all just kind of getting used to this, how new it is that there's a bracket here, but I think that's exciting. I'm excited to go to my office next week and print out 100 brackets and see who wants to fill those out. I think it's awesome. And so just because some people are complaining, I don't think we should change anything. I'm here to tell you it's right. They got it right, and it's going to be awesome. Alabama-Oklahoma is going to be iconic football. Texas A&M against Miami, the two teams that knocked Notre Dame out playing against each other. What are the odds? That's going to be wild. Carson Beck was a Heisman favorite at the beginning of the season. He's not going to be there at the Heisman ceremony. Texas A&M's had this surprising season with Coach Mike Elko. Like, that's going to be an awesome game. And then I think there will be a little bit of excitement between Tulane, Ole Miss, and JMU, Oregon. Even if JMU or Tulane takes a 3-0 lead, it's exciting. Because nobody thought there would ever be an upset like this. But this is why you play the games. I'm super excited for it. So it begins next Friday, December 19th, Alabama, Oklahoma, and then three games on Saturday. And, of course, the winners will play against Ohio State, Texas Tech, Indiana, and Georgia. Those games will start on New Year's Eve, December 31st, and then New Year's Day, January 1st, Thursday, January 1st, 2026. It is wild to look and see 2026. Feels like just yesterday was 2015, and I was working on the Sports Junkies. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. We are simulcast on the Team 980 in Richmond, 910 The Fan, and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. I encourage you to download it. Give it a try. It's free. AUDACY gives you the ability to pause the show, run some errands, rewind, and then pick up right where you left off. Phone lines are open throughout the show. 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply. Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Welcome back. What up, what up, what up? It's A-Wod, live and local here on a Saturday morning in the nation's capital. We are live on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980 in Richmond, 910 The Fan, and always available on the go with the Odyssey app. It is a Saturday, December 13th. Wes is running the ones and twos here behind the glass. You can call A-Wod, 1-800-636-1067, 1-800-636-1067. Get ready, Wes. I got some hot takes today that I'm going to heat up the radio airwaves in the DMV with. I think we're going to get some phone calls. And I'll start with the NFL playoff picture heating up, right? I mean, it's starting to feel like we know who's going to be in the postseason, but there's, you know, a few teams still in contention in the NFC, a few teams in the AFC, and full slate of games on Sunday after what I thought was a terrific Thursday night game. I mean, shout out to the Falcons. Kirk Cousins getting a win. Bijan Robinson, hope you had him in fantasy. Hope you weren't like my stupid ass that had Kyle Pitts on the bench for fantasy. I deserve to lose in my playoff matchup there. But that was a good Thursday night game, and the Bucs suffer a defeat, which opens the door for the Panthers. And so we've got a full slate of Sunday games, Monday Night Football, and you can go through it. And I probably will during AWOD's picks today. Every single NFL game played this weekend will have an effect on the playoff seedings or divisional championship races. Every single one, besides Washington against the New York Giants. The lone December football game where the outcome does not matter. That is how bad it's gotten for your Washington Commanders. In a year that Philly is kind of blowing it, Dallas is still not even 500. It is such a shame. A couple of games didn't go our way, and Washington's eliminated before a December 14th game. From the conference championship last year to an awful record and eliminated before a December 14th game. When the schedule came out, we all circled these four divisional games, and we all thought we'd still be in the hunt or still be in the race for the playoffs here, right? I mean, that's really the biggest waste about this is the fact that we have these divisional games here, and they don't matter for Washington. They don't matter, and it's such a shame, and I think that kind of played into the coaching staff and the front office hands for what they did this week in practice with Jaden. It had to, because you were officially eliminated after an awful performance against the Minnesota Vikings. And I'm so frustrated. It's been such a debacle of a season. I don't really want Dan Quinn to be fired. It kind of feels like now they're opening the door for that as it's gotten to a historic level here, and I don't think it's going to get much better. You know, maybe they have a decent showing against the Giants, and then I kind of expect Philly and Dallas to spank us. I expect them to spank us because we just got spanked by the Minnesota Vikings, and Philly and Dallas are both better than them. But that's what's so frustrating is that these four games here, New York, Philly, Dallas, Philly, should have been for all the marbles. If we had just won two more games, we would have still been in it. It is such a shame. And I'm not sure the schedule is going to be the same next year in terms of divisional games at the end. And it's not really for Philly. right? Their schedule is Washington twice, but other than that, I think it's the Raiders and the Bills or something. So, like, they don't have four straight divisional games. So just Washington having this opportunity and it meaning nothing is the most frustrating thing. Eliminated before a December 14th game. And so last week, the conversation, phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. We took a ton of calls here, surrounded. What do you guys want to see against the Minnesota Vikings? Because I claimed the week before against the Broncos was as close to a moral victory as possible. It was nearly perfect in terms of what I wanted to see. Obviously, it would have been nice to win, but I said losing in overtime again was kind of the best case scenario in a season that was already lost. I didn't actually think we were going to go on some miraculous run and get in the postseason. And so you might as well lose and get a better draft pick and give me a reason to watch every single snap. And they did. Against the Miami Dolphins, every single snap was worth watching. Against the Denver Broncos on Sunday Night Football, you know, I stayed up all night because every single snap was worth watching. And our head coach had this awesome speech after the game. I loved it. And we get to see behind the scenes, inside access, because NFC East Hard Knocks in season is being filmed and released every Tuesday. And if you're not watching it and you're a Skins fan, you need to. It is not as much about Washington as the other teams, but I think it's excellent content. And there was some really cool moments in there for Washington. And Dan Quinn said, we lost, but we are not lost anymore. And it felt powerful. And it really felt like not only the right speech at the right moment, but it kind of felt like it, you know, galvanized the team. It got everybody together and fired up. And I thought they were going to go out and have a great week of practice and then show up against the Minnesota Vikings and whoop their butt. And be the team that is going in the right direction. Because as crazy as it is that we haven't won since the Chargers game on October 5th, we haven't won since the Chargers game on October 5th, and yet in November it felt like we were creating momentum to go out there and play meaningful football in December, maybe not meaningful for us, but to at least show the fans that we care. And we got one of the worst games of the last 20 years against the Minnesota Vikings. Everything went wrong. Everything went wrong. We no-showed against the Vikings. And so we asked you guys last week, what do you want to see? And then I got pied in the face, and we felt like we all did, because what we saw was the biggest nightmare possible. Everything that I wanted to see didn't happen. Everything I didn't want to see happened, including Jaden Daniels getting hurt, re-aggravating his elbow, and a defense that was awful. And gave up a, what was it, 98-yard, 12-minute drive, third downs after third downs. I think the most frustrating thing about that drive was that it was pretty clear to me that the Vikings had a better game plan and better execution, and that they practiced all week long knowing that Dan Quinn's defense plays basically nothing but zone, and they had zone beaters. And on the other side of the ball for Washington's offense, they blitzed all game long, and we had no blitz beaters. None. I mean, it was just the worst possible case scenario, every single thing about that game. Everything. The fourth down, miss in the end zone. Drop by Deebo Samuel. Drop. You can't really blame the quarterback when there's a drop. Can't really blame the play calling. I've heard a lot of people this week, all right? I heard a lot of radio hosts in the DMV blaming the play calling. Does nobody have the stones to say that Jaden should have thrown it to Brandon Coleman and set his feet? Does anybody have the stones to say that Jaden threw a perfect pass and Deebo dropped it? I don't think Cliff Kingsbury screwed that up like everybody else thinks. Oh, we got down to the 2-yard line. We've been such a good running football team. What are you watching? We might have been successful in that drive, in that game. We haven't been able to run the ball all year. We haven't been able to get a push at the goal line all year. So everyone's saying, oh, We ran it three straight times, or we should have ran it three straight times. I can't believe he threw it. I didn't like the third down play. I thought the second down play to Brandon Coleman was open. Jaden didn't throw it. I thought the fourth down play was open, and Deebo dropped it. I don't think Cliff had such a nightmare game like everybody thought. I think his quarterback didn't execute it. I still love Jaden Daniels. He's still my franchise quarterback, and I'm desperate for him to play. But he didn't look good, and then he got hurt. It was the worst-case scenario for every single Commanders fan watching that game. It got to the point in the beginning of the fourth quarter where I'm watching with a bunch of my friends and they said, we don't want to watch this anymore. Can we turn this off? How the hell there's still 10 minutes left? Just bleed every second off that clock. This is embarrassing. That's the level it got to last week. That's how bad it was. And so, what do you guys want to see? I wanted to see Jaden Daniels play. And Jaden Daniels got hurt. And Dan Quinn, all season long, has waited until Friday to make a decision. I think this decision was taken out of Dan Quinn's hands because they announced on Wednesday that Jaden wasn't going to play. And so if Jaden isn't going to play, I don't want this team to win. I'm telling you right now, I have declared, you can call me a clown for this, I don't care, 1-800-636-1067. I'm declaring I am personally rooting for a Commander's loss. I haven't said that much before in my entire life. It's unprecedented where we're at right now. An incredible losing streak. We have an opportunity here with the Giants at 2 wins and us at 3 to flip with them and get a better pick. Here's what I would like to see. I would like to see a loss. I'm cool with 3-0 in overtime. Because you know what? I will cheer and I will root for defensive plays. I really will. But I could care less about what happens on offense. Why? Because this will not be the offense next season, not the full offense. To me, it's gotten to the point where it's the full offense or it's bust. I don't care. No GAD5, I don't care. I've lost all my excitement for Marcus Mariota, him running the offense. I don't think there's really any good in it. The more successful he is in this system, the worse it looks that Jaden struggled and can't stay healthy. But Marcus can, running the same offense. Like, it was kind of good to see Marcus suck against the Vikings, too. I don't want a damn quarterback controversy. I don't want to win this game. I want to go to New York, and I want to lose 3-0 in overtime and get a better draft pick. It sucks. We only get 17 of these, 18 weeks to be a fan, and I'm deciding that I don't want to be a fan this weekend. That's how bad this season has pained me. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. Simulcast on the Team 980 in Richmond. Catch us 9:10 a.m. 105.1 FM. That's where you can check me out Monday through Friday from 12 to 3 p.m. and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. Phone lines are open. 1-800-636-1067. You can tweet us at AWOD Radio or at 106.7 The Fan. If it's a good tweet, we will read it on air, live and local, here in the nation's capital today until 12 noon. David Harrison will be our guest at 10 a.m., talking about the Commanders, who will face off against the New York Giants in a meaningless December football game. Let's go to the phone lines right now. I kind of said my piece about the Commanders this season, how frustrating it's been, and I'll be rooting for a Giants win on Sunday. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-800-636-1067. Eric in Fairfax, what's up, man? Eric, you're on the Fan with AWOD.
Hey, AWOD, good to talk to you again. I want to talk about Terry McLaurin. Have you heard of the butterfly effect?
Yeah.
So let me start out by saying we're never going to know who was at fault with the contract negotiations. They were asking too much. We were not willing, whatever.
I think it was the agent. I think it was Terry's agent. I think he needs a new agent. I don't like his agent. I'll say that.
Sure. So, but the thing is that he didn't come in football shape. He got injured. And now I'm going to bring up the butterfly effect. So he's not there playing. Jaden doesn't have as many targets. Maybe he's having to scramble more. Maybe he gets hit more. So he gets injured. Debo's being relied on way too much, particularly for an older player. And so if he wasn't called on to do that much, maybe he wouldn't have gotten injured. And we see how valuable he is, but he hasn't contributed that much over the whole season. I blame a lot of the whole season on Terry McLaurin.
It does feel like a butterfly effect of, all right, things just didn't feel right at training camp, and then they didn't feel right to start the season. I do think they were overusing Debo and force-feeding him because there was no McLaurin, and it did feel like, in my mind, that overusing Debo led to him getting some nicks and some bruises, and now he hasn't been the same. I think you're right. It's unfortunate, and like I said, I blame Terry's agent, but yeah, it sucks that it feels like a butterfly effect.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to hearing the rest of the show. Take care.
Yep. Thanks for calling, Eric. Let's go to Brendan in Richmond. Brendan, you're on the Fan with AWOD. What's up, man?
What's up, AWOD? I just want to pick your brain. No going forward. They sacrifice a lot of their capital. They only have one pick. They have one pick in the first round. They don't have a second or third round pick. My point is they have two picks in the top 150 in the next year's draft.
Yeah.
They paid Marshawn Lattimore. They paid McLaurin. You don't pay guys over 30 those contracts and expect to be good in the future. It just doesn't make sense to me. You know, so I just want to know what you think about the Skins going forward. The Commanders going forward. Like, what would you do if you were Adam Peters in this situation? Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, no, I appreciate the call. That's why I think it's going to be one of the most difficult off seasons for Adam Peters. This is going to be the hardest part of him getting the job here. It feels like, and we'll talk about this a little later, there's 22 starters, right? 11 on offense, 11 on defense. It feels like you need to upgrade at least six, all right? I've identified at least six positions, and it might be 10. I mean, that's the scary thing, because you got like Bobby Wagner, you know, Zach Ertz, some of these older guys that I don't think you can count on to do the same thing next year. I mean, it's going to be so hard. I think it starts on the offensive side of the ball. I really do. I think you need to get better weapons around Jaden. They feel pretty good about their offensive line, which is interesting because it doesn't look like they've been that good. But they've been getting graded well as of late. Sam Cosby's getting back to his self. Connerly's being good. Tunsil on one side. You know, so I think they would argue, and Peters would argue, offensive line is set moving forward. So let's finish out this offense by going to get a tight end weapon, and maybe that's in free agency, and then maybe you're drafting a wide receiver or a running back in free agency as well. I'd love to do what Dallas did to get like a Javonte Williams type that can come in and be your starter, who's just a guy that's ready for a second contract in the NFL. I mean, that's why I want to lose this weekend, because I think the only way this job gets a little easier for Adam Peters is the higher up that first round pick gets. We haven't had a number one overall pick 1962. I mean, I would love the number one overall pick. Now, the other thing is, can this team lose out and still have the locker room together with Dan Quinn? Doesn't seem like that. Those two things can both happen. Let's go back to the phone lines. 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Mark in Largo. Mark, what's up, man? You're on the Fan with AWOD.
Hey, how you doing, Adam? What's going on? Look, I know you've said this repeatedly, that you blame Terry for what happened in the beginning of the season. But this is why it's hard for me to blame Terry. And I can understand why Terry was asking for the money that he was asking. Now, follow me here before you react, okay? Just follow me. I think everybody was looking at the talent that was on the field. And that's why Terry was acting the way he was acting. Now, do I think Terry deserved the money he was getting? No, I don't. I don't think he does. But here's the thing, the caveat of listening to back up what Terry was saying. Listen to what Cliff Kingsbury's been saying for the last few months. He came out in August, and everybody and their mama thought he was talking about Terry. I knew from the get-go he was talking about the talent, which was a direct shot at Adam Peters. He comes out again on Thursday and says basically the same thing he said in August. So when you look at everything else, I understand everybody's anger at Terry. But move Terry out of the equation. They have no talent at the receiver position. Period. Last year they had it. You had it with De'Ami Brown, you had it with Zacchaeus, and you had it with Jamison Crowder. If Adam Peters would have brought at least two of those three, De'Ami Brown and Zacchaeus, back, it wouldn't have been so much of a big deal. Devo, like the catch on the fourth down play, if that was Gary Terry, that would have been a touchdown.
100%.
We all know that. Terry would have caught that pass. Go ahead. Here we go. Go ahead, Adam.
So, look, here's my thing is, I think when you have a successful season like last year, everyone wants to get paid because it might happen once in a lifetime. And that was Terry's moment. He wanted to take advantage of the fact that you have to get paid when you make
what
the conference championship.
What does that have to do with Zacchaeus and De'Ami Brown, Adam?
I don't think those guys really make that big of a difference. You could argue me, Zacchaeus, I like what Zacchaeus brings.
Okay, hold up, Adam. Look at those two. Look at Zacchaeus right now in Chicago. Look at De'Ami Brown. De'Ami Brown can go deep. Outside of Scary Terry, they don't have anyone that can go deep. Devo can't go deep. And Devo is god-awful in space. When he catches the ball, he's trying to juke around, and nine times out of ten, he's getting caught. Devo has been a disaster.
It hasn't been a good move. It hasn't really worked out. I would just argue.
No, it has.
I would argue I don't think De'Ami Brown at $9 million a year is making that much of a difference on this team.
You may be correct on that, but Zacchaeus, look at him in space. You could have had Zacchaeus in your slot. That's what Chicago's using.
I think they ran out of room, Mark. I think they ran out of room. Jalen Lane, Luke McCaffrey, they felt like they had to bring Noah Brown back.
Had them.
They felt like because you caught the Hail Mary, he had to come back.
And how's that panned out for us?
It hasn't worked. It hasn't worked.
See, this is why, you know, look, I know you like Adam Peters. I like Adam Peters, too. But he's got to do a better job this year, man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There's no question about that now. I do think that the seats are heating up for everybody based on how bad this has been. And
all I'm trying to say is I'm not trying to start an argument with you or get you to upset. I'm just saying, just think about what I'm saying. It's not – I mean, if you want to blame Terry – I understood why Terry and his agent was asking for more money. I don't think they should have deserved it. Now, I personally think it really wasn't really about the money. I think it was personally about more years. I think if he would have got more years, Terry would have been in camp in July.
Yeah. We can argue about this all day long. Mark, we can argue about this all day long. And my thing is I just don't think – it makes that big of a difference. I don't think blaming one person is the right way to look at this season. I would say, here's what I'll say, Mark, and it'll be the last thing. All right, so I think the success of last season got to every player in that locker room's heads and probably even the coaching staff, and that's what we're seeing. We're seeing the product of that, of overconfidence and cockiness, and they thought that they had arrived based off of one season, and they're being humbled. Unfortunately, we're all seeing it. We're all being humbled as well as fans, realizing it's December 13th and we're eliminated. And I'm depressed because of it. It sucks. There's four games left. I get 17 of these weeks, and I already opened the show by saying I'm rooting against us. That's how bad I feel, Mark.
Hey, well, look, hey, one thing I want to say, I guarantee you, Jaden's going to play against Philly next Saturday. He will be against Philly next Saturday. I think they didn't want to play him this Sunday because of the weather. That's the only reason why I think they didn't want to play him.
But all right, Mark.
He will play on Saturday.
I appreciate you chiming in. We got to take a break. You're listening to AWOD Radio on the Fan. We'll take more of your phone calls next. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. Simulcast on the Team 980 in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM. You can tweet us at AWOD Radio or at 106.7 The Fan. If it's a good tweet, we'll read it on air. Call in 1-800-636-1067. I like to make this the most interactive radio show possible. I like talking with the fans here on The Fan, diehard fans of the Commanders. 1-800-636-1067. And feels like right now everyone wants to call in and argue about what went wrong and why. I'm tired of that. Like, playing the blame game, does that do anything? If you want to vent, fine. Call in and vent and tell me why you're blaming this guy or that guy or Adam Peters or that coach. I'm just saying we are here, eliminated in early December. And I asked, what do you want to see on Sunday? What will you even be watching for? Will you even watch? I'll be rooting for a loss. That's how bad it's gotten. I want that highest pick possible because I think what Adam Peters is going to try to accomplish this offseason feels like next to impossible with how many holes this team has right now. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-800-636-1067. Doug in Arlington. What's up, Doug?
Hey, Adam. It's Gus.
What's up, Gus?
You know what? People seem to forget Adam Peters was like the number one sort of GM prospect when we got him.
Oh, yeah.
But we got him when coaches are already interviewing. Dan Quinn was our third choice. Ben Johnson was number one. McDonald was number two. Quinn was number three. I'm talking about next year because we can't play this whole, like, hindsight is 2020 game with Dan Quinn. He needs to win eight games next year. He's gone. I'm keeping Peters still. Peters should get a second chance at getting the head coach because he was brought in late into the game of the head coaching hiring situation.
I do agree with you about giving Dan Quinn all of next year to figure it out. I go back to when this losing streak started, I said I will support Dan Quinn until January 1st, 2027. I'm giving him the first 10 games of whatever it is next season to figure it out.
And when it comes to tomorrow, I mean, you remember Chase Young Bowl back 5 years ago?
Yeah.
We had the same situation. It was us against the Giants vying for who could finish off worse. We end up losing to the Giants so we can get Chase Young, and that didn't turn out so well. So the only thing is that if we trade down from a higher pick, that gives us more shots at getting better players. So that's what I want to lose. If we don't give Chris Rodriguez 20 carries, that tells me that we're tanking because that's the only way we should be able to win tomorrow's game is giving him 20 carries.
But, Gus, so are you on my – are you team tank, or do you want to win this game?
Tank, I don't care about Mariota winning the game. What's that going to do for us?
Exactly. That's my whole point. I'm tired of watching Mariota look good and Jaden look bad. I don't want to see that anymore.
Exactly. I mean, if the defense sets the other team out, well, then good for them. I mean, if McGee has Samer still has three picks and McGee has 20 tackles and three fumble forces, well, then I'm not going to be against them winning because those are our future foundation, but I doubt that's going to happen at this point of the season.
Yeah. No,
so
well said. Good call, Gus. Appreciate it. Let's go to Mike in Fairfax. What's up, Mike? You're on The Fan with AWOD.
AWOD. Hey, man. Awesome show as always, dude. I listen every Saturday, brother.
Thank you.
Of course. So, look, I hate to say this, but I agree with you 100%. Just tank the damn game at this point. What is it? At this point, we should just play all third stringers, for God's sakes. What does it matter? It's terrible. No, I'm serious. You know, keep people healthy, right? I'm being facetious, but I'm not. The third thing is this. Next year is vital, dude. Quinn has a lot on his plate, clearly. Kingsbury has to prove himself. He's been vanilla with the play calling. I'm not going to blame anybody. I'm not even going to blame Terry, man. It's a business. But there's a lot to prove next year. So they have a lot to do. And I hope Jaden can get it together, dude. I'm rooting for the guy. I like him. But
do you think we're going to see him before the end of this season? I think based off of this week, it feels like they're opening the door to shut him down.
Let me ask you. I don't know. I don't know. But is it even worth putting him out there? I know people are saying he needs the reps. But at this point, it's such a disaster. I mean, you're not getting any continuity at all. It just doesn't make sense to me. I mean, you can play him. That's fine. But he needs, I don't know who the quarterback's coach is. That's been a disaster. He needs to get him under rein, man. He's holding the ball too long. He's running improperly. He's not sliding. Whoever the quarterback's coach is, dear God, get your head out of you know what, man.
Yeah. You know, unfortunately, I don't think it's coaching, and I just think it's the rust factor of being in and out of the lineup and in the lineup and out of the lineup and trying to understand the game plan, and then he tries to become Superman.
Just one other point, just real quick. You said something prior to me coming on the air. This is kind of worrisome. Why is Mariota looking better? More reps, I understand that. He has been in the game. That's kind of concerning, no? And I know he's healthy, but – that doesn't bode well for Jaden. Again, I hope Jaden can get it right, dude. I'm rooting for the guy. But when your backup is better and has the better numbers, that's kind of a bad sign, no?
Good call, Mike. Appreciate you chiming in. It's very concerning. That's why I'm rooting for a loss. There's no reason, there does no good in my mind to see Marcus Mariota play well right now after what we just witnessed. He looked good. We lose to the Broncos in a thriller in overtime, and then Jaden comes back. And I don't want to be negative about Jaden, but didn't look nearly as good. And so I just don't think it does us good to have Marcus Mariota go out there and win this game against the Giants. It might be good for Dan Quinn. I don't know that it's good for this whole team. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open. 1-800-636-1067. We'll take more of your phone calls a little bit later. Phone lines are open throughout this show today. I've gotten my opinion out there. We've heard from the listeners. Let's hear from one of the experts. David Harrison covers the Commanders. He'll join us next.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.